Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's the 21st day of November 2016. It's 7 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and we are broadcasting to you today from North Central West Virginia. Our scripture today will be taken from the book of Psalms, something called Book 5, Psalms 107 to 150, called Book 5 of the Psalms. But Psalms 107, we're going to key in today on verse 1. God is good. The first 15 verses of Psalms 107 speaks of God's power to redeem. Power to redeem mankind from the curse that was initiated years and years ago in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell because of disobedience to God. It was God's plan that man have communion with Him, that man walk with God, that there be no separation between God and man. But because of man's disobedience, which which did not surprise the Lord, man fell, and God from the beginning had a plan of redemption to redeem mankind back to Himself, to once again restore communion between God and man. The only creature that we read in the Word of God where God leaned over and breathed the breath of life into this creature was man. That God Almighty favored man, loved man, created man in His own image with a plan for man. So, because of the fall, we live in a fallen world. Men every day look for answers to a quote-unquote utopia, a Shangri-La, so to speak, a place where man can find peace. But the problem is that men seek peace outside of God. Men seek to circumvent and separate God from their lives because men are full of pride. The fall was initiated because of a being named Lucifer who was prideful. He wanted to exalt himself above an almighty God, and this same creature moved into another creature, the serpent, and beguiled, the Bible says, Eve, and Eve tempted Adam, and man fell. So from that time, we see in the book of Genesis where God, upon man falling, God went to search for Adam. Adam and Eve, Adam, where art thou? And God knew exactly where he was at, and he said, I was hiding because I was afraid. And there was never any fear until men fell to sin. See, the Bible says that fear has torment. Sin has torment. So God slew an animal, and He clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of this animal, replaced the fig leaf. Man's ways were replaced by God's ways. See, Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man comes to the Father except it be through me. Every time we broadcast, we want to point to Jesus Christ, the center of all things, the Lord, the Master, the soon coming King, the one who sits at the Father's right hand and makes intercession for me and for you. So man was clothed with skin of an animal, which when that animal died at the hand of God, blood was shed. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we have blood, which Leviticus 17 tells us that the life is in the blood, the movable fluid that moves through our body, that through every organ, without it, we will not survive. If we do not have blood, we do not live. If our heart quits pumping blood, we do not live. So life is in the blood. And this was a type when God shed the blood of the animal of his son's blood, the perfect sacrifice that would come years later and redeem mankind back to God. So today we're going to talk about in Psalms 107:1, the goodness of the Lord. And Psalm 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Psalmist David said, "Give thanks, give praise unto the Lord, for he is good." Of course, we understand good in the English language as something that's desirable, something for our benefit, something will not let us down, something that we can look unto for help. This food is good for you. This regimen in your life is good for you. 8 hours of sleep a night is good for you. It's good for you to lose weight. It's good for you to quit smoking. It's things that are good for us. Good. God is good. And the word good in the original means that which is beautiful, the best, that which is kind, that which is precious, that which is ready to help, that which prospers us, that which gives us wealth, and our welfare depends on the goodness of the Lord. Now, wealth here, you know, the modern church world, of course, always wealth is always money, and don't get me wrong, God wants to bless us monetarily, but money is not the source of all. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the love of money. Now, the love of money is the root of all evil. So, the word good means beautiful. Romans 10:15 says, "And how shall they preach except they be sent?" Paul asked the question. "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So the preaching of the word is beautiful. It is good to preach the word of God. How beautiful are the feet of them that God told his disciples, "Go ye unto all the world and preach ye the gospel unto every nation, every land, every kindred, every tongue." Preach the good news. Gospel means good news. It's the only real good news that mankind can grip a hold of today and find security for their soul, for their minds. The Bible says in the book of Luke that men's hearts will fail them for the things that they see coming on the face of this earth. The Bible declares that perilous times, interpreted fierce times, hard times, are coming. The Bible declares that we need to be in communion with God. We need to be tied, be in covenant with God Almighty. And in this age in which we live, Hebrews says at sundry times they God moved through the prophets. He spoke through the prophets, and but today He speaks through His Son, Jesus Christ. The goodness of the Lord is pointed out in the first Bible verse that some of us has ever learned is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a powerful scripture. It's just not a memory verse. Read it. Study it. For God so loved the world. Does the world really deserve to be loved? We live in a world that loves God. Jesus said, this world hates me. And because this world hates me, they're going to hate you. So the world, from the time of Nimrod in the plains of Shinar, when man began to circumvent, to find alternative ways to make it without God, see, man by nature, by the fall, is a rebellious creature. And rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we have rebellion in us. All of us have rebelled more than others. And it is as the sin of, or the spirit of, witchcraft. But God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, the good news, the gospel. So He sent those to preach. He sent those to preach the word that the world might know and have communion with God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the new covenant, the new testament, the fulfiller of all things, the one that restitutes, the one that's coming again. The Word of God says, and the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of God and His Christ. All other powers will be put down. Everything that is rising up in the world today, we know what the Bible says about the New World Order. We know what the Bible says about the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist is already here. That's very, very prevalent. Has been down through the ages in many forms and many fashions. And dictators and tyrants, the Antichrist. Those that rule with an iron hand, who are God haters. There's God haters today in our society. But God is good. God is good. God is beneficial. His way is the only way. But men have this tendency to rebel against the things of God. All of us, if we don't keep where we need to be, can rebel against the things of God. We have a sin nature. The fall took care of that. We are all conceived in sin. Every man, woman, boy, girl have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us need redemption. Brought back to God. And the only way is through Jesus Christ and through Him crucified. Now we said that the word good means that He wants us to prosper. Prosperity is a big word in the modern day church. And of course it means money. Money, money, money. I believe in seed time and harvest. I believe in sowing seeds. Yes, 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 yes. But when the thrust is totally on money, there might be a problem. Preach ye the gospel. Preach Jesus Christ and preach Him crucified. He says in 3 John 1:2, John wrote, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Even as thy soul prospers. You see the priority set here. What should prosper first? The soul. Now prosperity comes, of course, monetarily, yes, but it also comes in health, in a healthy family, and a right mind. Oh, God. Think about that today. And food on our table, a bed to sleep in. The goodness of the Lord. Prosperity. Prosperity comes from the Lord. It certainly does. To succeed at that in which we are reaching for. The Bible says that God will be found when we seek Him with all of our heart. The Word of God says to give unto yourself as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable before God, which is your reasonable service. But God's thrust is He wants your soul to prosper. The Bible says we're not redeemed with wood, hay, and stubble, the things of this world. We are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And because God is good, He sent His Son to give man opportunity to get right with Him. Now, I know this makes a lot of people chuckle and laugh and lampoon and lambaste, but it doesn't matter because be not deceived. God is not mocked, and whatsoever a man sows, so shall he also reap. That every tongue will confess and every knee will bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. So He wants us, yes, to prosper in our soul. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things shall be added unto you. We need to prioritize our life. Whom are we seeking, and for what motive are we seeking for? Guard the heart, because out of the heart proceeds the issues of life. If you allow the Holy Spirit, which leads us and guides us into all truth and righteousness, He'll show us of the wrong motives that come out of our heart. With the mouth we confess, with the heart we serve. The heart perceives the issues of life. So He says in Jeremiah 29:11-13, one of my favorite scriptures. I probably read it a lot on his broadcast and read it again today. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. This is the goodness of God, not of evil. To give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. Seek me, you shall find me. Knock, and it shall be opened. Seek, and you shall find. Call unto me, and I will answer you. The Bible says He'll call him, and He'll show us things that we know not. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me only when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. Psalmist David said, like a deer that pants after the water, my soul pants after you. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Our desires, see. Do we desire him? Is he just another crutch that we use in the world? See, we're meant to have a relationship with Him. I said we are meant to have a relationship and communion and to walk and talk with God. The blood of Jesus Christ redeems us back to God Almighty. He shall seek me and find me when you shall search with me with all your heart. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. Remember we said that that the goodness of God also means ready to help. Ready to help. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. A present help in the time of trouble. He says that his mercy endures forever. Endure means time out of man, time out of mind. It's often to eternity, so to speak. In other words, a never-ending thing. Never ceases. The mercies of God, the Bible says, are renewed every day. We need his mercy and his grace every day of our lives. So how we need to let the Holy Spirit preach in our church last night. To sweep over our lives and dismantle all the things that are holding us back. All of our preconceived ideas down through the years, all our notions and all our traditions and everything that the enemy has set up in our mind as strongholds. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." That means we endure, not in our own strength, but in his strength. Now, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that endureth until the end." But we don't endure without his help. There's no power to endure without his help. Well, I've heard it said, and I believe it 100%, that we are no match for the powers of darkness. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil and his minions, his principalities, this structured kingdom that come about from the rebellion of an angel named Lucifer. Psalms 105 said, "For the Lord," Psalms 100:5, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." There again we have the truth, which is his word, and the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word by no means will ever, ever pass away. John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Pilate looked to Jesus and said, "What is truth?" Standing a few feet from him, he was looking into the eyes of the truth of God. Jesus is the truth. The Bible says there was no guile found in his mouth. Never was there a lie or deceitful word to come out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. He was the perfect Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, that redeems man back to himself. The Lord is good. And people say all the time, and all the time, the Lord is good. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And ye shall know the truth, and it'll make you free. So today, as you're walking, study the goodness of the Lord. Look it up in the Word of God. Do a word study on the goodness of the Lord, and you'll find that he's good. That he would that none would perish, but that each and every one would come unto everlasting life. That he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know him today, if you want to experience the goodness of the Lord, then call on him. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God Almighty raised him from the dead. Call on the name of the Lord, and the Bible says you shall be saved. If you need healing today, then by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you're healed. Need help in your mind today. In that inward battle, the Bible says he was chastised for our peace of mind. He did it all, the complete work of Calvary, 2,000 years ago, because of his goodness I want to repeat Jeremiah 29:13. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search with me with all of your heart. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that whoever would hear this won't come back void, but it'll do that which you sent it to do. And we ask you, Lord, to save, to deliver, to heal, to change people's lives. And God, the struggling one today, the one that's got a, has been given a bad report, I ask you to touch him. In Jesus' name, break the chains in our lives, Father, that keep us from being where we need to be with you. Lord, get rid of our pride. Lord, that's our biggest problem, is our pride. And you said it comes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. Let us get on your potter's wheel today that we might be formed and fashioned by you. Know that you're an all-knowing and an all-loving God. You know the beginning from the ending. And let our trust be totally in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook at Truth in God's Word. That's our page, Truth in God's Word. So, till next time, may God bless.